It's definitely campaign season, and the Jacobson-Burns race is growing more negative by the day.
Naomi Jacobson is making personal attacks against our state representative, Tom Burns.
It's sad, isn't it? When a candidate gets desperate and starts running negative ads. This time, it's Tom Burns distorting the truth about Naomi Jacobson.
Maybe Naomi is trying to hide the fact that she supports a tax increase on working families. She's so desperate to hide the truth that she's lost...
So why is Tom Burns distorting the truth? Well, maybe it's to cover up the fact that he and Governor Ryan have spent our state into the red.
Paid for by Tom Burns for state representative.
Paid for by Jacobson for state representative.
Jacobson and Burns have spent much of their campaign budgets trying to convince voters that their opponent doesn't have the interests of voters at heart. But often facts have been distorted. For example, a Burns flyer suggested Jacobson opposes property tax relief. It cites a 1996 Project Vote Smart questionnaire Jacobson filled out when she was running against Rick Winkle for the legislature. On the questionnaire, Jacobson indicated that she did not support expanding tax caps to all Illinois counties. On the same survey, Jacobson said she wanted to greatly decrease property taxes. On another flyer, Burns claimed Jacobson wants to increase state income taxes, but it doesn't document where Jacobson's comments come from. When asked to explain the flyers, Burns was repentant.
That was an inadvertent, unintentional error. As a matter of fact, the two pieces that went out together, one of them had the reference, the follow-up piece did not have the same reference. One could argue that the reference was there, it just wasn't on all the pieces, it was the same issue, but I think it would have been better served with the references on both of them, and we'll try to watch that more carefully.
Cindy Canary is executive director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, a nonpartisan watchdog group. She says candidates have been more consistently negative than in any other election season in recent memory.
You can't avoid it when you turn on your television. When we talk to campaign consultants, they tell us negative advertising works. People say, oh yeah, we hate it too, it's a horrible thing, but it works. And as long as candidates believe that it works and that it serves them, it's a technique they're not going to stop using.
The candidates in the 103rd district race have complained vigorously about what they perceive to be negative campaigning. Burns has threatened a formal complaint to the State Board of Elections for a Jacobson flyer saying he, quote, directed over $1 million in public contracts to his own engineering firm. And he demanded Jacobson pull the ad in a letter to her campaign. Jacobson is also angry. In August, Jacobson made this statement to the American Federation of State and County Municipal Employees Union. We looked at reports from the Illinois Department of Revenue and estimated that just one simple move, a 1% surcharge, on annual incomes over $100,000 would have covered most of the budget deficit. Burns used that statement in flyers to voters, saying Jacobson supports an increase in state income taxes. In turn, Jacobson cried foul on a recent candidate forum on WILL-TV.
There has also been, in some of the campaign literature, some debate about Ms. Jacobson's proposal regarding a surcharge on income taxes. Tell me what that's all about.
Well, I think, again, my position is being distorted, and I have said over and over again, I do not support any increase in any tax.
Canary says voters should view what they hear and see from candidates, including Burns and Jacobson, with a healthy degree of skepticism.
There are lots of ways to tell a story, and there are ways to tell a story that take you pretty far from the truth. You know, it's kind of like a movie review when a reviewer says, it was the most wonderfully awful film I've ever seen, and the review says, wonderful.
When not beating each other up through paid advertising, Burns and Jacobson are fighting a fax war. Media outlets are receiving press releases with headlines like Burns misleads voters for a second straight week, and third attack by Jacobson again ignores the truth. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.